Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Point of View.
Discussing the world around you.
On the street.
On the air.
And at kaya959.co.za.
This is Point of View, and thank you so much for being with us. My name is Pimelo Mutine. Now, the story of the day, unfortunately, is the informal settlement Marikana, where there was unfortunately a fire that gutted, a few shacks, I believe, but one in particular, where six family members have died, I think has really got us all very, very concerned. And on the line with us this evening is Ekurhuleni Human Settlement, MMC, Kgopelo Hulu. Thank you so much, MMC, for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pimelo, and the listeners of Kai.
MMC, I know that you are out today in Marikana. What were you able to get from the community there?
Community is very devastated, Pimelo. It's a situation whereby you cannot explain. It's a very traumatic experience which they've had to experience this morning due to the fire which unfortunately took 6 lives of their fellow community members.
I know it's early days and we are told that there will be investigations, but are they able to tell you, were they able to tell you what they think caused the fire?
Absolutely not. Because the informal settlement, normally if informal settlement was not electrified, we'll assume that it might be caused by a primer stove, paraffin stove or a candle which was left unattended. But in this instance, the informal settlement was fully electrified, and then they had all necessary services to ensure that they are in a safe condition. That's why we just have to rely on forensic investigation and the staffs to give us a report in that regard.
Let's just maybe give us the profile of the six that passed away. We know it was a family. Just give us more details.
So the mother's side of the family, they are pastors. The grandfather is residing right here in the same informal settlement. And then the father's family is missing. So both the mother and the father, unfortunately, they passed on. Also, four of their children. Only one survivor who's 7-year-old. She's currently recovering in the hospital.
I know that neighbors say they tried to assist. When did they, get to be alerted that there was a fire?
Our emergency services were alerted and then around 2:15 to 3, by 3:10, they've reported to the scene. Unfortunately, the fire was uncontrollable and they couldn't shut it down in time.
Will you be able to assist the family in any way?
Indeed. Tomorrow morning, we are bringing contractor on site to start rebuilding. I'm sure we will give them 1 or 2 days and then they'll be done with the rebuilding of the sheds. We have also had good Samaritans who came on board to say they are going to at least donate some groceries and other stuff which a family may need during this difficult time.
Are there survivors? You said there was a 7-year-old. Are there any other adults who survived?
Unfortunately, it's only this one. Yes.
Sure. Any other, other dwellings that were affected by the fire?
Fortunately, not. Remember, if an informal settlement is realigned like this, it means now we don't have other shacks which are congested and they are next to each other. So the fire couldn't affect the neighborhood, not that one.
How serious is the 7-year-old?
She's in the intensive care unit as we speak. We couldn't go to see her. We said perhaps we should just give them a chance and then tomorrow they will indicate whether we can come and see her. However, as the government, we are going to provide the necessary support and also we will provide for a trauma counseling for the a child so that she's coping in this difficult situation.
What a difficult thing. Thank you, MMC, for making time for us. Really appreciate it. And that's the MMC of Ikurleni Human Settlement, Kopelo Hulu, just describing the scene in Marikana, informal settlement, after a fire broke out earlier on today and killing six members of this family. Unfortunately, only one survivor, a seven-year-old.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.